Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to an all-new super scary edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. Why is it super scary? Well, Sid has just eaten a bowl of chili and has vowed not to take any bathroom breaks during the show. Who will survive? Not me. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Here's the show.
Well, whoa, come, whoa, Frank, come back. Oh, wow, he's gone. He's gone.
I wish it said who will survive and what will be left of them.
Next week, Sid.
Bland just went blue for that one. I can't believe he cursed.
He's no dummy.
He had a firmware upgrade for profanity.
Oh,
damn it,
Sid.
Sorry about that, guys.
Not waiting.
Welcome to the Halloween 2010 edition of the Metal Injection Livecast.
Rob was wearing a Halloween-themed t-shirt today.
Sort of.
I mean, it's a Misfits shirt. It's Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's right.
Thriller cover with.
Rob doesn't pay attention to what he puts on in the morning.
I've been wearing the shirt for days.
We should just be thrilled that he put something on before coming here.
But it has the Misfits skull over Michael Jackson's face, which is very funny.
It's very fitting now that he's dead.
Yeah. It was pretty fitting for like the last 15, 20 years of his life, actually.
Yeah, true.
In two ways, it's Halloween themed Thriller and the Misfits.
Well, speaking of the Misfits, our music break today is
no spoilers.
Misfits related.
I've already spoiled it on Facebook. I know.
Whatever.
Who goes on Facebook?
Well, he's not going to say it's fine.
He's not going to say what the songs
are.
Stuart
Friendster.
Yeah. Well,
I bet one of the songs is called Halloween, though.
Two of them.
Just one. There's Halloween and Halloween 2, the sequel.
All right, now you spoiled 1/9 of it. Okay.
And the rest are covers.
Okay.
There's no Halloween.
All right, here's the playlist.
That would be too obvious.
Is there anything off of Halloweights?
No, it's Misfits. It's all Misfits or Misfits covers.
Weren't you on the email stream?
Yeah. I was just thinking you were saying Halloween, Halloweights. Just sound
alike. Hallelujah, right?
Yeah.
I didn't read it because I knew what it was.
All right.
Heard about.
So we have a phone number here. And the number is 646-929-1357. We want to hear from you. Last week, of course, we weren't on the air because we had our first, possibly annual, CMJ showcase that we did with Metal Sucks and 1000 Knives. And it was quite
a fun.
It was a great night, great bands. A Life and Floss ruled. This of the Apocalypse were great. Last Chance to Reason were amazing. Car Bomb was extremely difficult to headbang to because you could not find the rhythm. So it was good stuff. And it was a really fun night. I got very plastered. And I would have to say, the most eventful part of the night is not that these bands played that are Life on Floss or whatever, but I actually finally got to meet Shlomo.
Yeah.
And I met Shlomo, Noah met Shlomo,
Jenny
was not
Shlomo.
Here, met Shlomo. Not only did we meet Shlomo, we met Shlomo's dad, Joe.
Jomo.
Joe Shlomo.
Jomo.
Joe Choina.
And it was funny because I was talking to somebody.
Was it funny, Rob?
It was in my head.
You texted me that it was incredibly awkward.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Well,
it was strange.
Looking back, it's funny.
Oh, okay.
Jenny texted me that I was missing a very special night.
So what happened was, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm talking to my friend, and I hear, Rob, and
Lob.
Rob. And it was, I knew it was Shlomo, it was obvious. I was like, oh, hello, Shlomo, and then I'm talking to this kid, and then all of a sudden, I mean, I didn't know this was his dad at the time, but I kind of figured as much. His dad just went to Shlomo. Was he's like, do you know this man? I wanted to be like,
wait, his dad asked you if you knew Shlomo.
No, his dad asked Shlomo if he knew me. Like, I would just randomly know him because you know, whatever, I stalked him online or whatnot. Like, yeah, he listens to our show, and then the fact that then Jenny came over. And she said hello. And as soon as Jenny came over,
he passed out.
I mean, I was talking to his dad and Shlomo for a good 5 minutes before Jenny came over. As soon as Jenny came over, Shlomo's dad was like, "Hi, here's my business card."
Oh, Jesus.
So you could see how to spell my last name. He's putting the moves on Jenny. That's his line.
I heard he cleans floors.
Yeah, now he does.
And
Shlomo's yarmulke.
So that was hilarious.
So was it any easier to understand Shlomo when you see his lips move when he talks?
It was not as easy. It was pretty much the same as on the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of what? Could you repeat yourself? Lots of deciphering.
How tall is he compared to?
Oh, that's the thing. Shlomo is only like up to my shoulder.
Wow, really?
So I had to bend down every time he talked, so I would put my ear in front of his mouth because I couldn't hear anything. Very close.
He's like, did you get a slurp? Ken Pierce. He's like the Hasidic Webster.
No, how tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
5'4". So he was about 5'4".
But he's still growing.
4'11".
If you ever seen him, he looks like he's 12. I mean, facially.
But he's
an
old
stocky.
Soul.
He's stocky. Yeah.
I like that when I walked in, everyone I said hello to pointed to Rob and Shlomo's dad and Shlomo, and they pointed and they're like, that kid's been waiting to meet you the whole time.
Oh, yeah. That was the first thing he asked me. Where's Noah? First thing he asked me was where you were.
Wait, did he hit on you, though?
No, but at one point in the night, he asked where Rob was, and then he made the hand gesture
for a blowjob.
For lighting a pipe and smoking. And I'm like, Shlomo, don't do that.
Oh,
let me
explain that. After the first band or whatever, I decided to go to the back and smoke with the first band, Last Chance Reason, in the backstage area. And I'm like in there, and then all of a sudden I see Shlomo poking his head into the backstage area, and I'm like, Shlomo, get the hell out of here. You're not even supposed to be here.
He's harsh to my mellow.
He's the star of the Metal Injection Live Cast. He's almost like a member of the site, right? According to him.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was, and then like the whole night he was making references. And then funny enough, later in the night I show up to smoke again. This is
shocking.
Shocking, right? I need to re-up on my high.
Yeah, and we're talking to A Life on Floss, actually.
Yeah, we're talking to the sound guy of A Life on Floss. And he's like, yo,
they
dude.
Have their own sound guy?
Yes.
What, are they Rollins Band?
Why don't you shut up and let me finish my story?
They also have a light guy, a light technician.
They have a light show.
Wow.
It's like Pink Floyd.
They're kind of a big deal.
They actually did have a great light show.
They have a pig that flies over the stage.
You guys sure hang out with cool people.
His name is Rob.
Wait, I don't fly. Oh, and I'm not a pig. Yeah, so I go back and he's like, dude, I'd be careful with that. Security's actually been coming in. And I don't know, I think there's a rat who's telling off the security this whole time. And I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to smoke. You know, like, we threw the show. What are they going to do? And I saw him, he's like, dude, be careful, the rat. We think the rat is right behind you. And I turn around.
No.
Who is the rat?
Yes.
Who is the rat but Shlomo?
No. One of the guys said to me, they're like, every time that kid walks out, the security guard walks in.
Like
Superman
Clark Kent.
Now, do we have him on the line?
Yes.
We have Shlomo on the line.
Before you do that, one second. Kosher Pizza Destroyer said, Shlomo just needs to grow out his pants and turn bad, and Noah will go for him.
Come on.
All right, so let's get Shlomo on the line. Shlomo, are you there?
Yeah, of course.
Real or fake?
I am here. Yeah.
I have a serious question for you. Is it true? Were you the guy that was ratting out the dude smoking the weed in the backstage area?
Of course. No way.
What?
What do you mean no way?
No way, dude.
Huh?
I don't care if I smoke weed.
You sounded like Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen on Full House.
I don't care if you smoke weed.
Who got it, bro?
Someone say you got it, dude.
Dude.
Wait,
you got it, dude.
What?
So you got it, dude.
I don't rat. What? I don't rat even fucking weed. I don't really care. I don't care.
When somebody smokes, they shouldn't read. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't care if you smoke weed.
Okay.
What's your feelings on child pornography?
Oh, let's see. Stop it. But Shlomo, let me ask you, did you enjoy the show? Did you enjoy our
show?
It was
fun.
What was your favorite part of it?
It was fun, like meeting all of you.
About the pot smoking.
What was your favorite band that played?
Carbomb. Either Carbomb or the first band.
Oh,
okay.
Last Chance to Reason.
Nice.
So you're a big Carbomb fan?
Someone's gonna cut some people.
It's good. Carbomb's good.
Now Shlomo, I do recall while watching the first band, you were standing right next to me, and you were so into the first band that you were on Facebook chat with Cancer Scare. Is that true?
Yeah. And they were both in the room.
Yeah.
Cancer in the room.
I guess it's not
no
true.
Comment. No comment.
He doesn't want to incriminate
himself.
I was. I was on Facebook. I have Facebook on my Android. So...
Okay. That's great. So let me ask you this, too. Another thing that I thought was kind of weird. Your dad brought you, but then he left you there. Where'd your dad go?
He had a bluegrass gig.
Oh, your dad's in a...
His dad brought his bass.
Why did he bring an upright bass to a metal show?
Because he played bluegrass.
Now, did he bring it to the show because he wanted the security to think that he was playing in the band and thus he wouldn't have to take himself from you?
No, because after the show at Banana City, he had a bluegrass gig.
Shlomo, tell the truth. Did he sneak you into the venue in his gig bag?
No.
Listen, they're Jewish. They like to save money. They're very
So you're saying you and your dad actually...
We have a clip of your dad's band here. This is the number one bluegrass album in the country.
His dad was not an Orthodox garb at all.
No, yeah.
He was just normally... He looked like a hipster. Yes.
Now, you told me that Shlomo's father was, like, as annoying as Shlomo, but grown up.
Without the excuse,
yeah.
Oh.
Well, you said something else, so that won't blow you up.
No.
your dad was a little abrasive, I'm not going to lie.
Huh?
That's how Jewish people are.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. It's true.
But, what was I going to say? Yeah, how come your dad doesn't wear, like, a kippah or a sitter?
He is not religious.
He's not religious?
He told us
yeah.
that once before.
Yeah.
Mother was not religious and became religious,
oh.
and his father isn't.
Oh.
So, it's
clearly
your
his father must have bailed if he's hitting on Jenny.
Why?
Well, maybe.
We don't have to get it. We don't have to delve that deep into it.
Why not?
But,
we don't have to do anything, but we're here.
Okay, well, we should wrap this up, I feel. We'll move on.
Just as Sid asked the hard-hitting question.
What?
All right, Schlo.
What?
What?
More hummus.
More hummus?
Shlomo's mom. Noah, is it true that Shlomo serenaded you at the show?
Oh, is that right?
I got some feed from the board there that picked
oh,
up this
boy.
Song. Here it is.
He's saying that when he met me. And but the, okay, Shlomo, I thought it was kind of weird that when I came up to say hello to you, you didn't even make eye contact with me. You couldn't even look at me.
He's looking at you on the titty?
Yeah.
No, like not even at me at all, just in a totally different direction.
Maybe he has like a fucked up thing with his eyes, too.
Yeah, do you have a lazy eye?
I am Shalom, yeah. I am Shalom.
Shlomo, when you went up to Noah, did you talk to her through a sheet?
No.
Terrible.
No, you know what? You know what was funny when Shlomo tracked me down.
Because you're so difficult.
Yeah,
it's
really hard to
down.
Find me. I feel like
bounty hunter.
No matter where I went, he wouldn't be far behind. It'd be like in Super Mario when there'd be a ghost.
Nah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like no matter where you go, the ghost is right there on your trail. Shlomo was my ghost.
He was your Robin to your Batman.
Oh, Marco,
you perhaps.
Is that true, Shlomo? Were you my ghost, Elijah?
Not really. Not really.
Not really. Who else did you hang out with at the show?
I don't know. Well, Frank.
Frank, how was that?
Frank.
I was hanging out with Frank.
He's cool.
He talks about himself a little too much, right?
I don't
know,
care.
Shlomo, you're privately messaging me about that from the show. Like
my,
Sid, I'm
my,
here talking about all
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My, hello?
Listen, Shlomo said it.
Hello?
Go on.
Did you remember the, my father, when he talked about the distorted bass? Upright bass?
What about the upright bass?
Did you remember when he was talking about distorted upright bass?
Oh, yeah, distorted upright bass. Yeah, we were talking about that. I was telling him that you should plug it into a distortion pedal and do that. That was it.
Is there a question?
That was it. Just wanted to know if I remembered. All right. Well,
you're talking about a band that used it.
I'm just gonna hang up.
All right,
that's it.
Call.
Thanks for calling.
I think you need to unplug and wait 30 seconds.
Reboot.
When you recharge, call us back.
Wow, that was a great way to burn through. That was a great way to burn through 20 minutes, let me tell you.
Hey, has it already been 20 minutes?
Yeah, it's 18 past the hour. All right, what else
we have one other caller,
484, you're on the line.
Hey, it's Mike, the fat kid. I was just listening. Sorry.
Oh, he was also at the show and got to meet Shlomo.
Yes, I did.
Were you? How was that?
I was. It was fun. He informed me that he was voted caller of the year on the live casties. And, yeah.
But he was.
He was pretty stoked on that. He mentioned Noah about 50 times.
Josh Groban was the caller of the year.
Oh, maybe he meant he was nominated.
Oh, or
no.
Live?
That was
no, or maybe he thinks that for the next live casties he's going to be the.
Well,
yeah,
that's a bit presumptuous.
During the first ones. I don't think we knew Shlomo yet.
No.
The first one.
Yes, it's being presumptuous.
I think that'll be fast. Chase.
Mike, what's going on where you are?
He got Shlomo's dad's gave us a upright face.
Spoken agent.
All right, okay. I think we lost Mike. We got to get it.
I'll put him on hold.
Sounds like he's in traffic.
Or maybe he's just giving us the silent treatment because he's like, all right, I said my piece. I'm out of here.
Yeah, so moving on.
So that was our CMJ night. Now, what were you guys doing? Sean, you were in Chicago, I believe?
No, actually, I worked late and was packing and left for Chicago next morning.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But then what happened?
Wait.
Tell me an interesting
story. Before we start doing that, before we get off the topic of Jews.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay.
I might be Jewish.
What?
Yeah, stop the presses. Stop.
No. Explains why we accepted you into our little model.
I mean, it explains the nose that I have to, you know, get a whole airplane seat for.
Take your pants off. We'll check right now.
No.
Apparently, going through my dad's mom's stuff, she passed away, going through her stuff, they found some, like...
Some gefilte fish.
Some coupons. Some
bones.
Jams, some
bones.
Jams,
fish bones.
Yeah.
It must have been.
Some medallion business with Star of David's on it and all this kind of craziness.
Huh.
But her family.
Are you sure she wasn't just a Nazi and she ripped that off people right before she?
I don't know.
The oven?
That could be.
It could be. I think she was German but lived in Poland, or like her parents lived in Poland and came over here. So who knows?
How many of your grandma does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Just
Poland, I don't know. Polish joke connection. That's all I got.
How many of your grandmas can you fit in a Cadillac?
Counting the ones you put in the ashtray.
That is where I'm going, Sydney.
I farted. That's what I think of that.
Oh, Holocaust jokes.
Stop!
Come on, it's Halloween.
Did you really fart or you just torturing
No, that was a real fart. That was straight up.
It hasn't got over here yet.
Yep.
That was almost a shark.
I aimed it at Rob's seat, but Rob wasn't sitting there.
There it is.
I baked you guys cookies that are from a bag.
I have another one.
They look like
diarrhea. There, I said it.
No, what they look like is cookies that vomited out cookies. Like
but
vomited
they taste
cookies.
Yummy.
Why are you going to insult the woman's cookies for?
I insulted myself before.
Okay.
I couldn't even get the bag thing done right.
I haven't seen these vomited cookies left.
By the fridge.
By the Peter North.
Once we get to the music break. So, Sean, what happened? You said you almost got into a fight with some
MMA
thugs. What's that about?
Is that the same thing? UFC, MMA? That's the same.
Yeah, MMA is mixed martial arts,
okay,
which is the sport, and UFC is the company, which is the leading brand in MMA entertainment.
I appreciate you.
UFC stands for Ultimate
Fighting Championship.
Or Ultimate Fighting Cunts.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, so talk about when the guy punched you. I'd like to hear that.
No, that actually didn't happen. We almost got the other one.
So let's move on.
No, I went home because, to preface, one of my best friends, his mom passed away a couple weeks ago, and I wasn't able to go home for the funeral and whatnot. So we went home and we went to take his dad out.
You're a terrible
guy. I am. But we took his dad out for drinks and to watch the Hawks game at a local sports bar. And but to our dismay, we got there, and it was like one of the sports bars. They have like 12 flat-screen TVs all around the bar. And at least 8 or 9 were all this UFC match. And then, like, 1 or 2 was the Hawks game, and then 1 on, like, the Phillies-Giants game. And
why did they just have a random – oh, you were in Chicago.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I forgot. Sorry.
So we were there to catch the Hawks. Mm-hmm. They lost. And so we were just kind of annoyed. And we were getting drunk. And all these douchey assholes with no sleeves and tribal band tattoos and Affliction T-shirts and baseball hats and UFC bullshit on it were all there yelling to their heart's content, sucking down their, like, Coors Light and fucking...
Give me some more tap-out gear, bro!
So we thought it would be funny. We started yelling out, like, gay epithets. And she was like, you know, kiss him! Or we would ask, like, the waitresses very loudly, like, why is this gay pornography night or what's going on? And, like, for any time that, like, everyone in the bar would cheer, like, we would yell, Affliction! Or something. We just, you know, like, nonstop.
So basically you guys were, as they say, asking for it?
Yeah, big time, big time.
We're here, we're queer, get used to it!
That was one of them that came out.
We're here, we're queer, get in the octagon!
But that seriously had to be the gayest thing I've ever seen in my life. Just too gross.
Gayer than the time you watched gay porn.
Gayer. Gayer than that. That was last night. Gayer than... But,
I like to watch men beat the shit out of each other, half naked, mm-hmm. with blood smeared all over them.
Right.
There was actually no blood. There was no blood. This is like the pussiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Three months, and there was like 18 main events.
This was on Saturday night?
Saturday night, yeah.
I guess you weren't there, like, the whole... You left before the main event, because, like, Brock Lesnar...
Oh, that, yeah, that big dude
that got
shit out. Okay, yeah, okay, that guy got fucked
lost?
Up. Everyone else before
that
was
I wish
was
that they would have the MMA fight, but, like, with puny guys.
Well, there's the lightweight division.
Right? Is there?
Yeah.
But they're still like...
They're muscular. That's a niche market just for Noah. She wants to see skinny guys with long hair.
I'm trying to pick
each other
up. Them up here.
Metal MMA.
Grappling
right?
on each other and just rubbing their chests on
each
other. Yeah.
Singing to Elven King.
Like there was like a couple... I didn't even know a 69 was a move in MMA. It was holding each other and then grinding faces in the crotch.
Are they whispering in each other's ears when they do that?
I hope so.
Are they saying, who is your daddy? Who is your daddy? Mamma, mamma.
Ooh, a tap out in the back of my throat.
I'm going to isolate that.
Tap my tonsils.
But yeah, it was beyond homosexual. And the guys, like, all watching it, too, were engaging in quite crap homosexual activities, you know. Hugging and rubbing each other and, like, a lot of earlobe nuzzling.
What? Watch UFC 69 only on pay-per-view.
Yes.
Oh!
So these guys came over to our table, and it was just me, my buddy Dave, and his dad sitting at one table. And they started the shit, but they didn't realize the whole table behind us, which added up to maybe, like, 9 people or so were with us as well. So these 3 meathead dudes with no sleeves, the whole works, were all, like, fuck you, are you at a fucking bar on fight night? And all this kind of shit, and trying to, like, push up chests.
I want to shove your face into my crotch.
Exactly. I'm going to take my shirt off and lick my nipples, bitch.
I'm going to give you a 3-quarter Nelson with my crotch in your lip.
I'm going to fist your ass with my face. But, I don't even know how you can do that.
And I won't even like it, because you're ugly.
So we had to have the big... meat-heady stand at where, you know, the table stood up and the whole business and the waitresses had to come over and the whole thing. It was all very gay and produced. And then, but like, so once they realized there was about, like, 10 of us and 3 of these meathead guys, they went back to the table. They went back to jerking each other off and watching guys, like, be naked and rubbing each other. So it all quite the evening. Except for the Hawks losing.
I gotta hang out with you more.
It's true. In Chicago. True.
Watch a lot of gay stuff and almost get in fights. That's cute. That's pretty much our life.
Yeah, I watch a lot of gay stuff, but I don't get into fights.
Well,
I can
fill that hole in you.
Very good.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Are we still talking about MMA or what?
I mean... Please allow me to fill that hole, that void.
All right, and while you were in Chicago,
yes.
And while we were CMJing, Darren, you went to AC, right?
Yes, I did.
And you said you had a story about something happened on the bus or something like that?
No, not on the bus. I was at a poker table, and
okay.
This dude was sitting next to me. He's a very nice guy. He talked to me during for like about an hour. And he had white hair. He's like probably 50. Brooklynese. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? You know. And he started, I don't know how it came up, but he mentioned metal. Like he's a metalhead. So I was like, oh, this would be a good time to take my metal injection business card and give it to him and show him the site and all that. So, and I'm like, you know, and before I could do that, he mentions out of nowhere that he's a big fan of Twisted Sister.
Oh, boy.
And not only that, but he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, Twisted Sister. I grew up with AJ, and I'm a big fan. I actually toured with them. And I was sang on the Christmas album, and I'm on the DVD. And I was like, yeah, I probably shouldn't give you a business card that links you to a website where we call your band a bunch of faggots in a sketch and say that, you know, your Christmas album is the worst piece of shit ever made and is going to destroy humanity. So I prevented that disaster.
Yeah. Aww.
I know, it would have been kind of funny, I guess.
You have to suck better, Rob.
What are you fucking doing over there?
Sorry, I thought her pipe was clogged, but I just wasn't sucking hard enough. What?
It was weed now, so I'm not just smoking resin.
Sure, for you.
Okay, Darren, continue.
No, that's basically the end of the story.
So did you actually give him your business card?
No, absolutely not.
Be like, oh, we did a great piece on Twisted Sister. I'd really like your opinion.
If he was a prick, I would have done that. I didn't want to, offend the guy.
Because I heard that somebody told me once that they talked to the guitarist of Twisted Sister.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, laugh all you want. It totally rejuvenated our career. Mm-hmm. We got gigs we'd never get. Like, they got some, like, Christmas, they do like a yearly Christmas show.
They do bar mitzvahs now. The Jews thank them for ruining Christmas. That's what it is. Like, you did what we've been trying to do for 5,000 years.
Thanks for getting us Palatine, Illinois' Founders Day.
They'll be playing the Knights of Columbus December 23rd.
Hey. Oh. Speaking of, like, Founders Day, the Knights of Columbus, I realized on Wikipedia that Smash Mouth played the two towns over from me's Founders Day.
Really?
It's incredible. Yeah, Arlington Heights. How about that?
Why were you on Smash Mouth?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Why was that info on it? It's on there. It was just on there. That was, like, the most recent news was that they played, I think it was Arlington Heights.
That was the last thing they've done in their lives.
Smash Mouth.
Don't ask questions.
How did Smash Mouth
Wikipedia?
How did they become the mascot of our show?
Do we have any Halloween themed songs that we could play?
Payola.
Why can't we be friends on Halloween?
Yeah, we're gonna be paid under the table to mention Smash Mouth.
I don't know about you guys, but I am.
Say Noah. Shrek. Yeah, they have the All Star song in Shrek.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sort of Halloweenish, but not really.
What?
Shrek is, I don't know, kids dress up like him.
Yeah, but the lyrics have nothing to do with Halloween. It's all about being an all-star.
I'm finding any connection I can. I just want more Smash Mouth played on the show. Just to punish our listeners.
It's true.
Noah, where will Smash Mouth be appearing? Just out of curiosity. Next week?
At Lady of Guadalupe Church.
Okay.
Right on the block.
Does the lead singer have a serious show, probably?
You say Guadalupe?
I don't know how to say.
And where will tickets be available?
At www.metalinjection.net.
Okay.
/
Thank you,
Smash Mouth Rules.
Thank you, Noah.
Comma zero.
But we don't like Smash Mouth at all. We don't get paid or anything for mentioning that.
I don't know about you guys.
I secretly joined the show to infiltrate.
Yeah, ever since Sean joined, we've been talking about Smash
Mouth. Sean brought upon the Smash Mouth meme.
Yep, it's true. It'll stay with me till the day I die.
So what was Sid doing?
Yeah.
I was at a different CMJ show.
What one?
Bad Books. It's like an indie rock band. It's okay.
All books.
Yeah.
Right?
Books aren't bad.
What are you, the guys watching the UFC thing?
Yeah. Do a chest bump right now.
Can I take my shirt off?
No, for nothing. Your chest is made hard, son.
No,
oh, yeah.
Homo.
The listeners missed it when I took my shirt off.
Not for nothing. Your biceps, they are bulging.
Rob,
no,
did you see it earlier when he took his shirt off?
Did I what?
Did you see when Sean took his shirt off?
Did I see
it?
Yeah, it was Darren that wasn't
here. Darren, he didn't take his shirt off. Do it.
Why?
Give him a little lap dance. Sean, it's fun. I'm all right. No, it's fine. Well, thank you.
Show your nipple.
The thing is, for some reason, he wanted to show us a tattoo.
I have a dime-sized nipple. You see it?
He has puffy, like a puffy.
Yeah, actually.
I'm not aroused. He wanted to show us a tattoo on his shoulder, but somehow he instead of pulling up his
tight
sleeve, he took off his entire shirt.
I
just got the ink done last night.
Yeah,
fucking feels like a sunburn.
Just show off.
Yeah.
He's sitting. Look at my beard. I'm
like a lower
case. Exactly, was he showing off?
I don't know. I'm like a lower case.
Extremely pink
his
nipple.
Pasty torso.
Yes. Ginger nips.
Ginger
nips.
And a pasty torso.
Yeah.
I'm like a lowercase b when I sit down. Skinny with his little.
Very accurate. Very accurate.
Or a D.
I'm a
capital.
Or a D, yeah, whichever. If you're dyslexic, whichever way I'm standing.
Fiddle asks a good question. Why isn't Sid telling Sean how great his body is?
Yeah.
Is that my job?
What's changed? Are you seeing someone else?
Well, he always compliments you.
Yeah, really.
It's a one-sided relationship.
That is bullshit. That is bullshit.
Yeah,
I get the.
You're not charming anymore.
People even made you a JPEG meme.
I like that, but why did he post it on your Facebook page and not mine?
What?
That's the weird
part.
So one of our listeners did a little Photoshop thing. It's just like that. Listen to the live fucking cast picture, but just me, and underneath it just says charming. But he posted the picture on Sean's Facebook page.
Because,
not mine.
Well, it was for Sean.
Right.
He didn't want to ruin your. He didn't want to raise your self-esteem because your comedy comes from having low self-esteem.
True. It's true. But that kid also did, and he posted it, I think, on the livecast Facebook page. This,
yes, I saw it. Mm-hmm.
JPEG of Casey Masterpiece and Your Mom's Brown Eye and
yeah,
the ICP Miracle. That was pretty funny. Whoever you are, if you're listening, call up so we could praise you.
Kosher Pizza Destroyer says, Sean's body is so charming.
Oh, that's
what
the two of us
Sid
together
say.
Well, I think that he made it for me for my Spank Bank, but then I went out of the way to tag you in.
Yeah, I appreciated that.
So, Sean, you actually mentioned that you spoke to your parents
while
you were in Chicago. And when I say all these people mentioned this stuff, I mean off the air. Because we haven't talked about any of this.
Everything we brought up was before the show.
Yeah, and then Noah's like, no!
Banished me outside.
You didn't say it like that.
You're right, you said it like this. No!
Don't talk about it!
I said it more like that.
Yeah, like Pee Wee Herman.
Don't talk about it!
I was aiming for a deaf person, but that was good with the Pee Wee Herman. That worked.
I can't wait to talk about it. Yeah, now would be a good time to play the Of Course drop.
The who?
Of Course.
No, I'm playing Noah's theme song. I have a certificate.
You can't go suck a dick.
Let's memorize the word.
This is all that Darren listens to on iTunes.
It's not that hard. There's like three lines to it. I have a certificate. It hangs on my fridge. You can go suck a dick because I have a certificate.
Now I have a Peter North picture next to my certificate.
Oh, I didn't see that. Really?
Yeah.
You're a fan of his?
No.
Do you know he started? Do you know he started in gay porn and then switched
didn't
to
all,
straight
Sean?
Porn? Come yes, it's true.
Be honest.
Same with Sean William Scott. If you didn't know that.
No, really?
Who?
Well, gay pornography. He was on like a gay show, like a gay themed show that like came out that like the dude was like a pedophile that was putting on the show, and he was like a teen on the show, and they cut it. Look it up.
Wait,
what was it, like a TV show? Yeah, it was
fuck it.
I don't know. I forget if it was like an internet show or if it was
a
TV show.
Listen, Sean, this conversation got a little too gay. Let's get back to your parents.
Okay.
Let's make it a little less gay.
Speaking of. Today is my parents' 37th wedding
anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
This is what they produced right here. You're looking at
the live cast? Nice going.
Well,
thanks.
So the puffy nipple jeans are in your family. We know that now.
Is it from the mother or the father, though? That's the question.
So
I think it's my dad.
I actually have your parents' wedding song right here.
Yep.
Why are you
Sean's parents, if you're listening, I didn't play this drop. This is Rob. All Rob. Just because he's faster than me. Slow clap.
Ooh.
So
anyway.
Yeah, but in response to Kosher Pizza Destroyer in the chat, I was indeed in an accident because my two sisters are 7 and 10 years older than me.
You've already said that on the show.
Yeah, I think my dad forgot to pull out.
Oh,
anyway.
Man.
But,
when that happened.
Shit happens. But, no, my mom was very concerned.
And what a contribution to society they provided.
It's true. Fuck.
Who would provide MTV.com with zombie photos?
Yeah. Who would?
Who would?
And get on BritneySpears.com. But, no, yeah, like a 9/11 denying, people hating, underweight yet with a gut ginger. You know, like that's such a perfect
Are your parents thing. Gingers?
No, not at all. Well, my mom might have been when she was younger, but now it's like more blonde.
Hold on. You deny 9/11? It didn't happen?
Yes.
He's not even a conspiracist.
No, he's a denier.
The World Trade Center is still there.
No. There is a cloaking device, and I feel that if you went down to the gates and threw a beer can or something over
like
the thing.
Like the Wonder Woman helicopter?
Yes. It would go tink and hit in the middle of the air.
Why don't they let you come in? Why don't they let you
exactly.
come in?
Exactly.
Wow. Built anything there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, now they're going to build something there. What if those people don't know about this? Then it's going to, like, be building on top of a building.
Yeah.
9/11 never happened.
I want to see
don't
that.
Don't believe what you read, man. 9/11 never happened.
I'm registering at
.com. 9/11 ain't nothing but a joke.
Yeah.
That worked on so many levels.
Noah's a little offended.
Really?
She's a Jew.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
But
there's a 9/11.
What do you do with being a Jew?
There's a 9/11neverhappened.org.
Rob, just you Googling that, you're now on a terrorist.
You're on a list.
You can no longer fly.
Oh, shit.
You're now on my
and
list.
And you're a Persian.
I'm signed into Google as I did this. They track your searches. I'm going to search 9/11 never happened. Just kidding. Never forget.
Sean, no. It was Sean Gresson.
JK, JK, I'm
JK,
alone.
JK.
Sean Gresson's made me do it.
Crying bald eagles, JK.
I'm worried now because I have that song. Get up, get up, get down. 9/11 is a joke in your town. Now I'm afraid they're going to think it's a joke.
Exactly. Oh.
And then
it's a joke.
You know.
It was actually Flavor Flav. Foreshadowing.
Yep.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. 9/11, 9/11, 9/11.
But we're getting off topic.
So what the story was, my mom was very concerned with, and probably that story, if they're listening right now, is probably the 9/11, this will probably push her off even more, is how candid I am, very TMI I can be.
I think,
and
I
how
think
vulgar that I
can
think
be. I think you're NEI. Not
that's
enough information.
That's true. And that's what I told her. I want to be a wrecking ball for any kind of founding father's concept of free speech. And if that entails me talking about a prostate or...
Well, I think your response
or girl
should just be like... Your response to them should be like, hey, Mom, stop listening.
Yeah.
But get off the line!
Can I just interject something here? Yeah. I want to say that Noah Pegging Mongoose Commander said... The reason the towers are missing is because they're hidden up Sean's anal cavity. Maybe, see, that would be good. That means you don't have cancer. You just have pain from the Twin Towers up your asshole.
Wow.
Good explanation.
There might
even
be plane residue in there.
I'm getting laid for America. That's what that was.
Yes. Never forget Sean's asshole.
In the anus?
You're getting laid in the anus? For America or by America?
That's just one more time I've got fucked by America.
Yeah, you know what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to go attack an Iraqi's asshole.
It's true.
Just to get revenge for
with
you.
The Seattle Space Needle.
Oh,
ow.
But, no, she was just very concerned. I was, you know, how vulgar that I am. And but, like, I was going to run for president.
Yeah.
And
oh, like,
actually,
wait,
that,
that's her concern, that, like,
that down the road, that it will affect my life.
like, your political career will be ruined.
She used the instance of that broad who talked about witchcraft, you know, who's
oh,
right
Donald.
Now. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She used that as the instance.
To
be
a party candidate right now, if you wanted to.
That's true.
I mean,
could be David Duke with that haircut. You know, Sean's parents, I'd like to reassure you right now over the air, please, rest assured, Sean will never run for any political office.
Yeah.
And if this is what they're going to catch me on, that's even better.
Yeah.
Because if they really dug in the past shit.
Just listen to this show. You'll find a million worse things than that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Just listen, if anybody from the FBI or somebody that's trying to track any information about Sean down is listening, just know he's here every Wednesday. So his house is available. I'm sure you can figure out where he lives.
Hell's Kitchen.
Just get in there. Look through his porn collection. Mm-hmm. Take a break. Do what you got to do.
I have a password on my laptop, just in case. My name's spelled backwards.
I bet it really is.
It really is.
Is your name spelled backwards? Your name spelled forwards, too?
Yeah, just like race car.
Sounds about right.
It's true.
It's close.
Is it?
No.
No.
Wait, is it?
No.
Not at all.
There's no way. But, yeah, so she was just concerned.
Why?
Glenn
called attention
it.
To it.
It's natural.
Right.
I do.
By the way, in the chat, the rent is too damn high party was mentioned. Didn't you want to talk about that?
Yeah, let's get to that. That
God.
That is my new champion. Hope.
Oh, my
Hope.
God.
And custard beards.
All right. So, in New York, there was a
gubernatorial debate.
Thank you, Sid.
Oh.
And one of the guys there was from the Rent is Too Damn High party.
So that's just him. That's just him.
Well,
I represent the Rent is Too Damn High party. People working 8 hours a day and 40 hours a week for some a third job. Women can't afford to take care of their children, feed their children breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My main job is to provide a roof over your head, food on the table, and money in your pocket. This is politics as usual. Playing a silly game. It's not going to happen. The Rent Too Damn High movement, the people I'm here to represent can't afford to pay their rent. They're being laid off right now as I speak. They can't eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Listen, someone's stomach, child's stomach just growled. Did you hear it? Got a listener like me.
Okay.
Let's talk about the issue. Mr. People
can't go 30 seconds for you, sir.
Rick. As a karate expert, I will not talk about anyone up here.
What?
Because our children can't afford to live anywhere.
I've seen this guy begging for money on the train.
There's nowhere to go. Once again, why?
It's racist.
You said it. The rent is too damn high.
Thank you, Mr.
Fucking pro wrestler.
This guy reminds me of Gil Scott-Heron. You remember him?
No, I don't.
That the revolution will not be televised.
Yeah. The rent is too damn high.
He just used to do songs like. Sorry, God. No, it was
about Dolemite.
Well, no, Gil Scott-Heron was this guy that used to just do spoken word anti-whitey, like it was like jazz.
He still does.
Does he?
I think so.
But he did this one like, you know, I'm living in an apartment with cockroaches and white is on the moon. You know, it was like when we landed on the moon.
Wait, what would be the inverse of anti-whitey?
Whitey.
No, I mean, like, if a person was anti-whitey, what would be like? Would it be pro-blackie?
I guess. I wouldn't say blackie, Sean.
I mean, like...
You're a racist.
I think the proper term is darkie, Sean.
Oh!
You're a racist.
Jared said it.
I did not.
You're a racist.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Jared said it on the phone yesterday.
Robbie on my back. Jared said it first.
I actually heard you say it.
You're the racist.
I have a charming back.
In jail, they're all going to have your charming back.
Go to jail?
Yeah, no. So this guy, first of all,
I'm part
to
minority.
Describe him to people who haven't seen this. He is a black man with a bit of a mullet, and I would say like a Hulk Hogan mustache, but his hair is white.
Wow. Custer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
General
Custer. There we go. And he has a fantastic website.
He looks like a black Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
That's also accurate. That is also very accurate. He has this website, rentistoodamnhigh.org, and it's the worst web design I have ever seen.
It's right up there with Thor's website.
I was going to say, I think Thor's nephew also worked on the Rent is Too Damn High movement. There's a song that plays.
If it would ever load.
Is it him talking over a beat?
Yeah. Or is my audio just down?
What's up? I saw one on YTMND where they just looped his rapid-fire speech over a beat.
Did they disable the autoplay on the song?
Boo.
But his website is great. It's just seriously...
Rob, just sing it.
I don't remember what it's like.
Remember why you coming home.
You can take it to the movies.
Wait, can you play Bedroom Intruder instead?
Why? Because they're both black?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's why I like them.
Intruding into bedrooms, because their rent is too damn high. They can't afford a bedroom.
Exactly. Wait, did you see that the Bedroom Intruder dude played live at the BET Awards?
Yeah. Did you see that he's like a spokesperson for a molester app?
What?
Yeah. What?
Like...
There's like
how to molest
that, like,
people
tells
or?
You where like sex offenders are in
oh,
the neighborhood.
I thought it was
an app that helps you molest
people. Yeah, like, where's the best place to
your
molest
kids, you? Hiding your wives and hiding your husbands. Well, help is on the way. Antoine Dotson here for the Revolutionary Sex Offender Tracker app. Now, you and your peeps can be aware of any of those nasty band intruders in your hood. Here's how it works. You see those little red dots? Yeah, those are the registered sex offenders.
It's not really him, right? It's a parody.
Basically, if these two are in your pad and they're near your pad, the sex offender tracker is going to show you where they're at, and it's as simple as that. You can use it in the hood, use it in the park, use it at the grandma's house. You can use it on a plane, you can use it in the rain, it does not matter.
Really, Dr. Seuss?
Anywhere.
I wonder if when they wrote him the copy to read that, if they included the slang words or if he just said it.
You could use it in a box. You could use it with a fox.
Oh, the places you will go.
They use the latest and greatest in augmented reality. It's a technology. Those other ones, they don't have anything like that. Seriously, if you don't download this app, you are so dumb. You are really dumb.
Yes.
For real.
It's a callback.
Go to the App Store and help protect everybody around here.
Down.
Right, you need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
It seems like if you're selling a sex offender tracker app, you should be a little bit more serious about it than the hiring a viral video guy.
But you know that everyone will check it out.
I guess.
Yeah, it's a great way to get press for it.
They need to get Sir Laurence Olivier to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman?
Corpse.
Protect your child's bunghole with this app.
Or no, the guy from the Allstate Insurance app.
Yes.
Oh,
the dude from Major League?
Yeah, Pedro Serrano.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From 24.
Fuck you, Joe Boo.
Fuck you, Joe. Quick, Jeremy.
Oh, boy, it just got so gay in here.
Just now?
I think it's a good time to move along to our music break.
Yeah.
Before we do, we actually got a few of our favorite characters from the live cast to... come in these last few days into the studios and record a little something talking about their costumes for Halloween. We're going to be playing these throughout the show, and here's the first one from Beyond the Grave. See what I did there, guys?
Mm-hmm. He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
Hello, this is Patrick Swayze, and this year, my first year in hell, I will be going as Michael Douglas for Halloween. Not from any particular movie, just Michael Douglas in general, because that motherfucker hasn't died from his cancer yet, and he gets to shoot his chemo-laced cum into Catherine Zeta-Jones, and I get nothing here except Hitler porn. Goodbye.
He did the monster mash. Zombies were happy. did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the Mash.
It caught on in
the mainstream. He did the Mash.
I'm gonna tell you what my Halloween costume's gonna be. I'm gonna be James Hetfield. Here, you wanna hear my impression? I am James Hetfield. Yeah. Ooh. I'm gonna start a band and make $23 billion and piss all over my old friends and kick them out of bands and kick dogs and all other kinds of animals and everything else. Yeah, ooh, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm gonna do. And then I'm gonna be very mean to everyone in the band and make them cry. And I'm gonna make them carry all that hate twisted up inside their body for 25 years. Cause that's what I do on Halloween when I'm James Hetfield. Cause it's scary. Happy Halloween, goddammit, I gotta go to my therapist.
We're digging the sounds. He got unchained back by his bedding house.
Alright, wow, that was what Dave Mustaine is going as for Halloween.
Oh.
Always revealing a little too much, I feel, Dave Mustaine. Always just going a little too far with
that's
that.
That's why he fits in so well on the show.
He's emotional.
So angry.
We got two more of those coming up later in the show. We got two more Halloween things. And on the topic of Dave Mustaine, I just want to bring this up because there's this video clip going around the internet of Kerry King joining Megadeth on stage at the last stop of their tour together, and it was like a big deal because you know Kerry King was originally in Megadeth for like 2 minutes,
yeah,
and then they hated each other ever since.
I thought he offered. Kerry King wanted to be in the band, and Mustaine told him to fuck off or something.
No, I believe he played like two or three shows.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, and then
okay,
news to me.
Mustaine was like, "What's with the spikes, man?"
It's pretty good.
But
upside down crosses on my stage.
The reason I bring this up is the video clip. I mean, I don't care about the music part. Mustaine intros it and. I swear to God, it's as if he listens to our show and he hears her impersonation because, like, he was trying. Here, let me just play this. Let me.
By the way, Noah, could we extract the part where Rob says, "I don't care about the music part," because that sort of speaks volumes.
Yes.
His involvement in the site.
It's loading. Sorry. So it's really funny, though.
Turn out. It's awesome.
Here we go. Buffering.
Oh.
I should have probably preloaded this.
Or you should
this
have
2010.
A more functional website.
Sydney? I think I'm going to kill you.
Is it time for the 8th server change of the year? It's only October, so I don't know.
It hasn't been 8.
18?
You just got to watch for the flood of Facebook comments.
I think the site is down. Is there something wrong with my computer?
I have alert.
Robert.
I have
piece
alert.
Of shit I am.
Oops. There we go.
That was so good.
Hold on 1 second. Here we go. Back on stage.
Sounds like he has laryngitis.
I hear you, a child is nothing.
Sounds like Kenny Young.
Fucking asshole, I kicked out of my band.
Where's my cocaine? Well,
first record.
This is called Holy Wars. Countdown to extinction.
Well, that was that.
The fuckers in the
media. By the way, the media is Luke giving updates from the food court. Our chat room is all requesting Luke, you know, to give us food court updates on the ones.
Yeah, let's go. What did Gary King order? Did he use a fork or did he just use his hands?
A spork.
Oh, a spork.
What number should Luke call in if he wants to?
Well, Luke can call into our hotline. It's 646-929-1357. It's the live line. I like that better than hotline because it's not that hot.
You'll get Luke to call in if you mention Thrasher Thrasher.
Oh, Luke, we won't be playing Thrasher Thrasher.
Why not? Let's do it.
I'll do your face.
What else?
Oh.
I'll do your face in your face.
I'll pass.
I'll
do
your face.
Noah, you mentioned you did a little dancing in a class or something like that.
I've been taking dance classes.
Is this the one where you hold yourself up on a pole by your pussy lips?
By force of suction.
That's just level 4. I'm only up to level 2.
You just have to hold onto a 20-ounce bottle of pop with your kegels, doing your kegels.
Yes. I pick up quarters from the floor with my vagina.
Hey. Hey, as long as you're spitting them into a dude's mouth afterwards.
That's like a Jew's dream to be able
to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm crying.
I don't even have to stoop over to pick up a quarter.
My mom was concerned that I should be married already and birthing children.
Right.
So I'm taking these classes.
Is that true? She really wants you to have kids?
With
oh,
your
my
friend,
God.
Can you even?
What if
she may break you?
What does she say?
Oh, she only chews my ear off for like a half an hour telling me that I'm getting old, and the older I get, the less men are going to want me because men want young women.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the men that want you will be men that you don't want.
Right.
It'll be like only Ken Pierce.
Yes. Oh.
I mean,
Shlomo.
How do you not agree with her, you know?
By the way,
shut up.
Ken Pierce, just listen to this podcast. He drove over here when he heard about that.
Yeah, okay, flowers.
The pussy suction trick. He's knocking at the door right now. Ken, hold on. We're doing the show.
It's almost like running like an envelope through your middle across your tongue, you know.
Oh.
But that's like the bar, you know what I mean?
So what's it with the class?
So the first class that I took was called Pole Pleaser.
See, I told you.
So
first
wait.
Of all, how did you find out about these classes? Where did you learn?
This is
about
a common thing. This is like lots of girls.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pole dancing
one of
classes.
Gang shows you hold.
But like, where did you series? Did you get like? Did your friend recommend the class?
Yes. The producer that I work with for Playboy suggested that we take it.
So is it paid
for the job?
Serious?
No, she's a part of like a website where they give out like deals and stuff around New York. I think it's called Living Social. Or
so, but wait, you're working on it. We should say you're working on a show that Playboy does on Sirius, right?
Yes.
Okay. So does Hugh Hefner come in with his robe and his nasty chest?
No, that happens in L.A.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Because they're based out of L.A., but the Playboy advisor is in New York, so he's the only one that does the show from New York.
So, wait, so a guy recommended that you take a
Playboy? No, the producer, who's a woman.
Okay.
So we're taking it together.
So you and your producer, Sirius, are taking a pole dancing class.
She's a mom.
Was she like, oh, you know, come be my wing woman?
No. You really want to know, like, the whole backstory to
yes.
this?
Yes. Well, we're talking about it.
I want to know why Rob doesn't have a class about pleasing the pole.
Rob doesn't
have
a class.
Rob teaches
that. No, Keith, that's what I'm talking about. Why don't you have a class available for the listeners about pleasing the pole?
Go to robpleasesthepole.com and you can sign up for online courses.
Oh, I was so...
Let's get off my pole and back to Noah's pole.
So, okay, long story short, it's going to be like the 1-year anniversary of the radio show. So the Playboy advisor, he is not really that into strippers, so we're taking a class to learn to be strippers to show him how like difficult it is to be and how you need to...
So are you going
to
strip for him?
No. We're just taking the class,
but it's
and we're
going
to blog about it.
No okay. guy cares about how the stripper dances.
So how
no, even just like swinging around the pole.
But nobody, no guy
strength.
Cares about that.
No, they want to see.
Actually, you'd be surprised. What a girl is
no.
really good at it.
But here's
really
the deal. Here's
show.
The deal.
No, it does not.
If
it
she's
does.
Swinging when, around the pole half that time, her pussy and tits are facing away from me. No, I don't want that.
Okay, well, I'm taking another class. The last class that I took was erotic dancing, and then next Monday I'm taking floor work.
Wait,
yes. Like flash dance.
That's what
Jenny
is.
Mopping. It's
yeah.
just mopping.
Yeah. That's for the football season.
Rubbing
evening.
Your face.
Vacuuming.
On top of my head.
Mouth vacuuming.
No. Yes.
Wait,
but
question.
Best, yeah.
So how many weeks have you gone to so far?
On Monday was my third week.
So every week it's like a different dancing class? Is that the deal? Or
yeah.
a different fast?
Well,
doing
I took
a bunch of whores in the class? Like
yes.
a filthy jerk?
No, a
whores.
Bunch of black chicks.
I was
oh,
going to say.
Darren,
yeah.
you would love my teacher.
Well, no, see,
they
on.
Have like
always,
these
always.
Juicy thighs. There's one girl.
Ooh, juicy.
She's tall. And
tall.
She's so curvaceous.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you have Darren like meet you after class one night?
You can,
so
you wait, men are allowed. You can come
I'm
and
not
take
doing
class.
It.
Number yes.
one,
do it.
Darren,
do it for the
no,
show.
Darren,
the
show.
Number one,
Darren, please
that
poll. Please that poll. Please that poll.
I'm going to say I'm skeptical of Noah.
I'm going to teach you how to do the reverse showgirl.
Please
yeah.
the poll. Please the poll.
Is that like reverse
counter?
Please that poll.
I am skeptical when you say that woman is very hot. Because
no.
the last time, it was like she looked like an 18-wheeler.
Wait, what are their names? One is Alicia. And the other is...
Are you Facebook friends with them?
No.
I don't just like any black girl. Like, I like really...
No. They're both very pretty. One
sure
is very small.
Mm-hmm.
One is like a Shlomo's height, like 4'11".
Shaped like a Hershey kid.
What a way to describe a woman.
I like that.
Like
then when you fuck
shaped
them, you
like
can see your cock in her stomach area.
Right.
Yeah.
Stomach, man.
You
well, got the little
you can
dick.
See the C-section scar pulsate.
Well, with Sean, they go up to the neck, you know. No, but
pushes out their Adam's apple.
But I don't want any like kind of cottage cheese thighs.
No, that is.
That's just shaped like a Hershey Kiss.
Oh,
the
prime.
What are you talking prime
about?
Meat.
I'm
prime
hungry.
Meat.
She has a pointy head.
No. her face. She looks like the girl from.
Like an upside down.
Precious.
Rifle.
From the TLC. TLC.
She looks like a super
not,
old one.
Like Monique?
Not the blonde one and not the one that died.
Star Jones.
Chili?
Yes.
Chili.
Like,
no, Chili is the... I don't like
her. I like
she's
the blonde
kidding.
One. I like
no,
T-Bot.
Her face, but her body is...
Are there any Wheezy Jeffersons in that class? That's more your type, Darren.
I like that, yeah. That's
yeah.
shit.
Do you guys want to see my shoes?
Yeah.
Yes.
They better be 8-inch heels.
Do they smell like
lame,
dirty
care.
Ass?
Yeah.
From all the sweat?
So, Noah, like, what? I guess you're not really
no.
on the mic right now.
Here, I'll answer for her.
I hear you talk.
Let's have it.
I'm just curious, like what she's learned. Like, if she can apply,
I mean,
can you apply anything you've learned
wow.
to real life?
Well, I guess, I feel she learned in the first class how to be a single mother. And the second class, she learned how to
like
be.
Anal
yeah, I was going to say,
that's
they're
why
like.
Why I love these shoes.
They're like anal beads stuck together and stacked on top of
the
heel.
You see it?
There it is. Oh, wow.
Wow.
That is a total
yep.
dildo.
That is a total dildo.
And it's black lucite.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean it cleans cum and
can
shit
you put
off?
Put stuff in there in the little platform part?
I want to make it like a snow globe.
Yeah, or a
goldfish.
Goldfish.
You can carry your weed in there.
Yes!
Wow, that is
that's
brilliant.
Idea.
That is totally
and
the
like,
user
if,
dungeon.
If the cop tries to fuck with you, just, you know, stick the dildo up his ass.
Yes.
Because
no, that
be
could
be
on everything.
They're used to it, right?
Yep.
That guy, Jello Biafra, or whatever.
What?
What about him?
Mama Diablo or whatever his name was.
Mama Diablo?
Yeah, Jello Biafra.
Abner Luima?
Abner Luima is the guy that had the plunger up his ass.
Amadou
Diallo.
Wait. Jimmy Hart?
Amadou Diallo is the guy that got shot.
Oh, Ahmed Johnson. That's Mama say, Mama say, Mama say.
How'd you get Jimmy Hart to end up with Ahmed Johnson?
I want to hear that now.
Yeah, let's
go. Oh, we have a caller.
No. I know that they're not online anymore.
Okay, let's take 718, which I think is Shlomo also from his other line.
Is it?
Trying to trick us.
Caller?
Oh, he hung up.
Yeah.
Figured him out.
You want to take
No. Sure.
I don't want to.
Of course.
Shlomo, are you there?
Yeah. Of course.
What's up? Why are you calling in?
I was up to your head. I don't know the head.
What?
Noah gave
no,
you, head?
You were not up to my
Noah
head. You were up
head.
To my shoulder. No, he's
Shlomo,
saying he's
is your dad there?
I am. I am. First of all, I'm 5'3".
I love how like all things that we make fun of Shlomo about, he gets angry about his height.
Yeah.
We don't make fun of Shlomo.
No, we don't make fun of him at all.
Sid does.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm malicious.
Well, yeah.
Shlomo, is your dad there?
Yeah, put
no.
Shlomo Choima.
Joe Choina. Joe Choina. Choina, Choina, hey.
You go get him?
Joe Choina, Choina,
so,
hey. Is he there?
No, for real.
He's not there.
He's by a gig, he's a queer. Look where Facebook. He's at the Grizzly Pear. 1000 McDougal's McDougal
Pear.
The Grizzly Pear. The Grizzly Pear.
Is that a porn?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Is that a camera?
Yeah.
So,
can we just put the audio to the rest of the show?
Shlomo, is there...
What?
Wait. Do it again.
Was there anything else that you...
He's just playing next to a grizzly.
Did you want to...
No, he is by a gig called Seraph's Jam tonight at the Grizzly Pier. 107
If you want to
Google
see
feet.
That show, good luck, because we have no idea what he just said. So
you know what we need? We need to make an app for them, you know, like, we can't recognize the song.
Grizzly Pear. Grizzly Pear.
Oh, like the
Shlozam?
When his brother created that dog.
Yes,
human
yes, yes, so we
need a Shlomo.
We could tag
Tom Arnold.
What he's saying.
By the way, Alex Stolman looks like Monkey Cage. Right after Shlomo's father.
Shlomo, is there anything else you wanted us to redact?
Oh yes. Oh yes. I said I wanted to do a thrash or trash it. To you. I said to you that I wanted to thrash or trash it a band.
Okay, you can put it in the chat room. There's a special thread for that.
Shlomo.
The forum.
Would you like to
I did.
Okay.
We'll get to it eventually.
Okay. Well, yeah. Some poker day.
Wow.
It's
right on key.
Go ahead, sing it.
Huh?
Sing Poker Face for us.
No way.
Yes way.
Sing something. Come on.
I'll try to sing something. Let me think. Oh yes. Angel of death.
H to the Izzo.
Angel of death. No.
Do it.
Angel of death looks. Okay, I'm gonna
go.
Okay, one minute. It's loading.
No, loading. I got something for you.
What's
ready?
Loading?
The lyrics, I guess, maybe?
No, the lyrics. He's getting... Okay, so Darren, cue up the music.
Yeah. Angel of Death. Angel of Death.
Oh, Angel of Death. Paul is going to sing his version of Angel of Death.
I can cue it up for you, but it'll be behind.
Okay.
So should Pizza Destroyed that it's loading so slow because he's getting the video for Metal Injection.
Fuck you.
You started it.
Here we go, Slobo.
Ready?
Yeah.
Here goes.
Scream. Come
it's
on.
It's going to be behind.
Go.
Oh, shit! Immediate pain! The ring is there when you die. Through death. It makes pain. Show that they didn't do your life. Falls in. Like cattle. You want to live life. Your life worth. You might mind. In your death. For your death.
Thor Shredstein actually coming up right now.
We're going to go to some music afterwards.
Yeah, and then we're going to continue our Misfits cover rock block. Block of rock. Misfits. W-I-N-J.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
My love was talking.
Oh, hello. You want to know what Thor's going to be for Halloween? Well, let me tell you. Thor Shredstein is going to be the greatest guitar player of all time. And not only a great guitar player, a great man, and a great role model to us all. Why, I'm going to wear the new exclusive Thor Shredstein full costume. That's right, from head to toe, you can look like Thor Shredstein, including Thor's incredible hair, Thor's incredible face mask, Thor's incredible chest hair, Thor's incredible leg hair, and some Thor pubes to make you look like a real man. So buy the new Thor Shredstein costume, only $199.99. And if you want it today, you can get the limited edition Thor Coke patch with some real Thor Coke residue. Did you buy my costume yet? What's wrong with you?
buy the Thor Shred Seed costume at http www.thorshredseed.info. No, it'll be the crackle.
It's caught on in a flash.
They play the Monster Mash.
How funny.
Watch it! Super Tom Abandon! Striking in a night! I got nothing at it! Just go get my cat!
did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
My love,
Natari in the car.
This is Allie, and I will not wish you a happy Halloween because it's a paganistic, satanic holiday. All Saints Days, what you assholes should be celebrating. You fuck the schmucks. But I will be wearing a costume to celebrate my favorite entertaineress, Oprah Winfrey. The best on the planet, but my costume will make her even a little bit better because she will be the white Oprah Winfrey. I just found out last week, believe it or not, can you believe it? Well, anyway, this is Mrs. Divitelli. Happy not Halloween, motherfucker!
They played the monster match.
All right. That was the final costume clip we got.
Someone should tell her we're allowed to say motherfucker on the air.
Yeah, I don't know. She actually pre-recorded that for us.
She censored
herself.
She has a bleep.
Well, she
carries around with her.
The thing is, she has anger issues, and she knows this, so she doesn't want it to show, so she tries to correct it by editing.
You would think she would bleep some of the vile racist things she says rather than
or assholes. She didn't feel bad about assholes.
No, that's fine.
Comedy Central thing.
Yeah, if she sees it on TV, it's okay. I'm liking all the monster mash. Yeah.
I still think it was a better idea if we had all monster mash covers for the music break.
Let me show you my dance to monster mash.
Where's the pole?
Yeah, we can live. We can live.
Can you guys buy me a pole for my birthday?
I got a pole for you.
How
right
much
now.
Is a pole?
Can I extract that
it's
audio?
Between $249.99 to I think like $500.
Why doesn't this fancy guy that got you into the class buy you a pole?
I don't have a fancy guy who got me into
Playboy
the
guy.
Producer. No, she's a woman.
Broad.
No.
A woman.
And we got a deal. That's why we took the class.
What
we
about
came...
Hugh Hefner? He's, you know.
Wait.
He got some money.
I don't have big boobs enough.
Enough?
Please. If he likes you, you'll
true.
Have big tits in a week.
Yeah,
that's
look what he
true.
Did
yeah,
for Holly
Madison.
We're getting off topic here. Noah, where's the dance?
Yeah, do it. Wait, did you learn the dirty chair dance yet?
No, I didn't I'm not taking a chair dancing class.
There's a separate class for a chair?
Yeah.
There are a lot of moves for the chair.
It's true.
You would think that's like course two in the same, you know.
Yeah. Like, did you see flash dance? That's like the big thing.
Yeah, you pull water down on yourself.
Yeah.
But then you ruin your anal bead shoes if you do
it's
that.
True. No. What did you say it was made of?
Lucite.
Yeah, it's waterproof. Man.
Oh, is it? But not the beads part. That's just
yeah.
No, they're
the
even
whole
beads
thing
are Lucite.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Boy.
It's so you can get the
I'm serious
Astroglide
about
off of it.
Again, with the Sirius plug. Jeez, we know you work at Sirius. We know their stock is a penny and a half.
I just like the word Sirius. S-E-R-I-O-U-S.
Here we go again. Here we go. Can we bleep that? Where's Mrs. Divitelli? Bleep Sirius every time.
Divitelli should be our 5-second delay monitor over here.
Stop saying serious!
All right, see? She's even thinking.
Oh, wow. Where did she come from?
She's out the window monitoring us.
Wait,
she's actually in her house miles away. That's just how loud she is.
Jeez.
We picked it up. What were you going to say,
Sean? These are incredible. So how much are the ones that kind of you can put up and take back down again, like one of those load-bearing ones that you sort of screw into the ceiling, and then you can just take it off and put it in your closet?
Well, I was thinking...
Yeah, tension rod.
I was... Oh, that? No, because I'm going to fall.
No. That's the whole funny point is that, like, you twist it till it's...
No, I want the one that comes with a small stage.
Oh. But then it leaves, like,
just become a stripper.
Right.
They have them there.
I know, but I need to practice before I can become a stripper.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Have you seen some of these strippers, man?
Yeah.
Come on.
You take out a
but I need to be. I'm a perfectionist.
I've seen. No, are you gonna have a personal? You gonna have a personal website for members only?
Oh.
Do you need a?
That's a great idea.
Do you need a webmaster? Do you need a webmaster?
Yep.
Can I be your webmaster?
That drop gets to see you naked, though.
I mean, it's work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's for the
only,
art.
Only if you make it. Only if you make it so that I can like pop up on the corner and I can start dancing.
Yeah.
And then I can say. And then I can say like. If you want to see more, you should sign up to my website.
Right.
We can totally do that.
Well, there are guys that...
And you pay $19.95 a day.
A day? There are guys that will...
Expensive, bitch!
Jeez.
I don't think so.
No, the guy's commander's got his wallet out right now.
Guys, we'll
pay. Like, I have $60
to watch you do, like, to brush your teeth and shit. You don't even have to get naked.
Yeah.
You just walk around your house with a camera.
Well, what you do, here's what you do. You have a monthly fee for guys to watch you do mundane stuff. That's like $10 a month, $50 a month.
Web
right?
developer.
Right. Here's the thing. And then you have pay-per-views.
Premium.
Go on.
Where you do live chat in the bedroom.
I can have sex with my shoes.
You do a Bruno crawl on your naked body.
Drums fixing your butthole, then play a snare drum.
You do a meat holes.
Yeah. I don't have a drum kit.
No.
If you buy me a drum kit,
I will do that.
Someone will buy you a drum kit.
Now, where is the part of the site where you can sell your dirty underwear and
mail?
Oh, that's another market that we could open up an e-store.
All you have to do is put them on once, take a photo of yourself in them, and then mail it to them. They'll pay
like what? You don't put them on. You get like Elmer's glue and squeeze it into the.
No. They want proof.
What? It'll get all crusty, and then you say that was my juices.
No, creepsters are getting. They want proof. They want to see just a photo of you
they
wearing
want
that
your
pair.
DNA.
Yeah. No. But you don't have to like wear
but
them all
day. But you could just get like 50 pairs
yeah,
of the same
it on,
exact kind, and you just take one picture.
Right.
It's true.
Yeah.
And just send everybody the same picture.
Exactly. That's what.
By the way, Ken Pierce just became a platinum member of your website.
Wow, it's not even a long last year. He wants to be an investor.
Pre-order.
He's an angel investor.
That was very awkward when we saw him at Nevermore.
Yeah, that's true.
What happened?
We were downstairs by all the merch and
merch.
Isn't it more embarrassing that you're at Nevermore?
Nice.
No,
good singer, but they were amazing.
They're one of my favorite
amazing.
Bands.
Yeah, but that's even more embarrassing.
They were actually very good.
Steve and Rob liked it.
That's not saying much.
Yeah, so the guy who likes.
Yeah, garbage.
Records.
This is the guy. No, this is what you do.
Come on, Rob.
This is the guy with the Che tattoo.
Oh,
yeah. There you go.
That's true. Yeah, speaking of the guy that has The Faint as your number one artist on your last FM page.
Oh! Actually inaccurate. They are number nine, currently behind Megadeth.
Oh! Currently behind Marnie Stern.
Marnie Stern is awesome. She is amazing. She's a shredder. And my number one artist is Dillinger on Last FM.
I'm
sorry, it's Pink Floyd now.
Oh. I remember at one point she was The Faint. And I was
it
like,
was not The Faint. I don't know.
Why are you spying on Rob?
And the fact that they're even in the top 10 is pretty bad.
They're great. I like them.
To make his butt taste.
Well, what it is, I used to listen to it at work because I just needed something that was mid-tempo that I could, like grind was a little too distracting.
Mm. Why don't you just do your fucking job and not listen to music all the time?
Focus.
You should take pole dancing classes.
Right.
At work?
They don't make a pole strong enough to support that guy.
Let me tell you, I can vouch for this because we went on a trip once and I shared a hotel room with Rob, and Rob listens at full volume to his iPod while he's sleeping, where I can hear every word of the song that's being played through his headphones.
Jeez, he's one of those people.
That's just because he has a hollow head.
You cunt.
No one wins that round. That was good. That was really good.
Can I help you with that shade line? It's over. It's over.
I'm really surprised.
I only speak from experience, okay?
What?
I'm saying now I have a hollow head.
Oh. I thought you went into my hollow head or something like that. I was a little confused. But let's get our number is 646-929-1357.
That hollow head joke was really good.
It was a good joke.
Wow, a compliment from you.
Yeah.
My goodness.
That's my one quota for the fall.
Raptures,
we
promise.
Can we all just
move on
it a little bit right now?
No, let's move on.
I think I'm going to make her a certificate for that joke.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Or you could just make a bust of me with a hollow head.
Maybe staring at one right now.
You know what it is?
It's going to be like a
dip. Yeah, like a dip bowl.
Right. I was
just going to
say.
Candy dish. After dinner, mint. So where do we go from here?
Trash it or trash it.
Let's go to Newark.
What?
Newark, New Jersey.
Why?
Trash it or trash it.
Let's do this. Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexually.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
The way Grindcore Luigi said, Noah, blow Sean so he hates you again. He obviously is one of those guys who hates women who sleep with him.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Incredibly poignant.
Oh, Cancer Scare had a Halloween theme joke. Hollow head is when a skeleton gives you a BJ. That was kind of good.
Oh, I see.
Thoughtful humor. That's like, why can't ghosts have children?
Why?
Because they have Halloweenies. Why can't fortune tellers have children?
I don't know.
Because they're dirty gypsies and all gypsies are barren?
Besides that.
Why? They have crystal balls.
Oh, I heard Sid's version in high school.
The dirty gypsies? That's right.
So,
people. Well, you went to school in Slovakia, though.
That's true. We just hated that. It's filthy. God.
Round them up.
Just vermin. Just really vermin.
Yeah.
But they make good scarves.
Did you get your Che tattoo in Slovakia?
I did. It was forced upon me.
He got that at, like, Lollapalooza 03.
Yeah. Well, his Slovakia Palooza.
I was drunk there doing tattoos, and I was like, give me what's on that guy's shirt, and that guy's shirt, and that guy's shirt.
You got a Bob Marley, and it's...
Here's the thing. You
can get into every Rage Against the Machine concert for free, though, right?
Right, exactly.
Except they broke up, like, the week you got that.
I know. That was so bummer.
I'll tell you what's
worse.
You
were just on acid. You were like, man, I keep seeing this image in my head of this dude who is a Cuban... And meanwhile, it's just everyone around you.
If I were to get one of those, I'd get, like, Benicio Del Toro as Che.
I like the new zombie one. That's good. It's like...
Is a zombie Che? Yeah,
there's a zombie Che. I didn't send it to you over the... I am Rob.
Oh, of course.
Well, Rob has a Leng Che tattoo.
Yeah.
It's weirder.
No.
I have a Leng Che t-shirt. Whatever happened to that band?
They're still around. They just put out a record.
Are they?
Yep.
Wow.
Junior members, though. Anyway, our first band on Trash.
Noah has Trash. Noah has a Chai tattoo.
I actually have a Chacham tattoo.
Call back. What's the...
Al Gore is brutal. Is brutal is in parentheses.
Oh, okay. That's the band name?
Yeah, Al Gore is brutal.
Oh.
Depending.
Do we want In Gore We Trust or Erection Day?
Erection Day. That's every day.
That's a Japanese girl's favorite holiday.
Oh, it's loading. Well, this is my space.
Do you know you can get Japanese girls in vending machines now?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, in Tokyo. Oh,
not much.
You can get, like, the hookers are in.
Sailor Moon dolls.
No, here we go.
Is that a fart?
I like how they incorporate that. Al Gore has gas problems.
Gore gas. I like it.
Big carbon footprint. This is like Charlie Brown's teacher with a cold.
All right. What do we think of this?
Doesn't anyone know the true meaning of Christmas? All right. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
I guess it's kind of funny, and this is like a big joke. Mm-hmm. I get it.
What's the joke?
But it's like Al Gore.
Oh, the name is a joke, or what?
Yeah, well, they're just not taking themselves seriously. I get it. I don't want to listen to it. Trash it.
I agree with Rob. There's nothing funny about this, which you might think they would be creative because of the name. But it's just stupid. It's just a funny name, and there's nothing.
The creativity stops there.
Trash it.
Shot.
Too slow.
Oh.
That's it. And you know,
we didn't talk about Sean. Sean got a new tattoo.
Show?
Let me show Darren.
I saw it.
No. Darren how you were showing it to him.
Not the Converge one. I meant the iTunes one. The no iTunes.
I hate iTunes.
Yeah, I saw that.
No, that's your I hate solos tattoo.
I hate solos and I hate technical musicianship.
Why do you hate iTunes?
Is that really why you got that?
Yeah.
What it actually looks like is if you see the new iTunes logo, it's that with an X over it.
Yeah. No, question,
with a one pixel X over
you've
it.
You've got like 15 other tattoos in that area. Why not get in a less populated part of your...
I'm going in to fill in half James.
Why not just do like a forehead thing like Charles Manson?
Oh, I could do that.
Or you could do like a whole bar of music as a tramp stamp with an X through it.
Because they don't already have that.
Charles Manson has that arm.
Penis.
Show it to Darren right now.
What?
Tramp stamp.
Oh, there it is.
It's skin colored.
It's just a red, hairy, unhappy trail.
It doesn't show up when you do that.
Laden with dingleberries.
Yeah.
So
but
no,
you gotta catch in the light.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Now that was a dingleberry.
Right. But no, it goes along with the Grateful Dead bears that are dancing around my brown eye. That's perfect.
Delicious.
Yeah. It's true. You've told me that on
your shut up. Oh, so Shlomo has a band. I think we should take Shlomo as a band.
Did his band? That's what we should
trash. Thrash.
No. Shlomo has a band.
Can't even get around the table.
Joe joined his Teetle Teetle.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, everyone trashed it, right?
I don't like politics.
All right.
I hate this guy.
Awesome. That is a great review. Sid.
Yeah, it's terrible.
All right, so we all... 5 out of 5 trash.
By the way, if you give us something that we like, all the 5 of us like, we will send you something nice.
Okay, so Shlomo recommends a band named Unforgiven. Okay.
Really?
They're from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, my God.
So they're neighbors. They're neighbors of ours.
How many friends does this really popular band have?
16 friends.
Well, how many people are in the band?
Shlomo. This is Shlomo singing LMF.
No, it's Shlomo and his cousins.
They just joined a few months ago. Anyway, so
the
song...
The Brooklyn Hasidic Choir.
The song is Savages. Let's hear this.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
that's Shlomo trying.
Already stuttering.
It's recorded at the apartment.
Let's spin the bottle game.
Come on, heal, right?
You like it, don't you say, okay?
Kobe!
The Home Alone Chalk Boy.
So what do we think of this?
I was actually
trying to...
Really? No.
So far.
Yeah. And the Shlomo drop. Is that you, or is that actually you?
Some song.
He made
it. There's no vocals.
What is this recorded on a cassette for real? Like,
No, it's on one of those Fisher-Price...
What's funny is...
The tan one?
The new MySpace design is hilarious because there's a song similar to Savages. The first one is Children of Bodom by Children of Bodom.
Okay.
How did they even determine that?
I don't know.
You could probably type it in yourself.
But
all of the bands sucked except for the guy who was crumpling up the tinfoil into the mic. That guy was good. I have to say the rest of the band sucks. So trash.
All right, Grindcore Luigi is next.
Mm-hmm.
What? Once again, you're not going to...
Well, we all... I mean, come on.
Singing for all of us.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, I agree.
Derivatives.
All right, so
it's so obvious.
Oh, these guys look professional. They
children
of
boredom.
Oh, snap.
It's my joke.
Oh, really?
Where's the credit?
Oh, that was?
You heard it from me, yeah.
Children of Bolton?
I heard it here first.
Happy self-esteem.
All right.
That would be good.
We're just going to play this is death metal, black metal, metal.
It's kind of overkill the last one.
From Warsaw.
Yeah, no, it's death metal and black metal, but not really metal.
Uh-oh. Track's called Revival. I feel like we're listening to a movie trailer.
Yeah.
In a world.
In a world.
Music sucks.
With upright bass.
One shot decides to sing.
LMF.
LMF.
LMF. Rated LMF.
From executive producer Jerry Bruckheimer. Comes the feel good hit of the year. The three points.
Wait, now this is video game music.
Yeah.
It's like Halo.
Go up, down, up, down, left, right, BA. See what happens.
Okay, here we go.
Now, it's just
all hell breaks loose this summer.
Time to listen to this.
Why?
It's not that bad.
Yeah, I actually like it.
I feel like the drum's not bad. I keep it up.
Uh-oh. Where's it going now?
Okay, I like it. No, I don't like it.
Global, look up close. What don't you... This guy sounds like, it sounds like Lamb of God, though.
More like...
It feels like if Randy Blythe is doing inward singing.
Yeah, it's very inward singing.
I did an inward bell singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we think? Noah, let's start with you.
I like the music a lot, but I really don't like the singing style on this.
So, thusly?
I trashed it.
Oh, the vocals were too much for no one.
Too much.
This band does not make it, Sydney. What did you think?
Oh, are you actually going to ask a second person this time?
So let's move on to our next band. Now, yeah. So
it's
you
crappy. I don't care for it.
And what about you, Rob? Well, thanks for asking, Rob. I really like the music. I mean, maybe if I wasn't doing a live podcast, I would enjoy the intro more, because it did sound pretty epic. But the vocals do kind of kill it for me. It's very hard. But ultimately, the music is... Shut up. The music is good enough where I will give it a very mild, just over the hill thrash.
First thrash of the night. I agree with you. The band was good, and the vocals did not kill it for me. I don't think they're that bad. I don't usually like growls, but this is tolerable. I thrash it.
Oh, double threat. Uh-oh. Here's Sean's favorite part. Solo. This is the iTunes part.
I remember this part from Bill's Cat's Excellent Adventure when they're playing at the mall.
Can I
take back
my thrash? I like it now.
Oh, that band is Lost Soul. You can check them out on myspace.com/LostSoulOfficial. Because I'm sure there's a lot of fan pages out there. They don't want to.
Yeah, they want to catch. So you never know what those fake ones might put up there.
Yeah, right.
The child porn.
So, I mean, I'm sure the MySpace layouts for those are way shittier than the official one, so...
Child pornography on this one.
Sid, is your girlfriend sending you pictures?
I want to see her snatter on your phone.
Is she sending you twat shots?
She didn't send me any. She tried to call, and I...
Why is there a picture?
Why her digital...
I'm sure I sent her a cat.
Listen,
why
if
she's
going to talk to
you... Isn't her pussy cat?
Yeah.
I sent a picture to her. Why would I send a picture of her?
Show me a photo.
Is it your pussy cat?
Oh, yeah.
She has to talk to all of us.
Yeah.
So get her on the line.
Oh, I have to show you pictures when the show is over.
Show me her digital tip.
What?
Naked people.
Oh, nice.
So,
all you got is half your desktop is broad.
That's not, well, I'll discuss it later with you.
So let's just do one more band.
Wait, before we move on, the band that Shlomo recommended, he said that it's a few people from Yeshiva Flatbush.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I don't know what that means.
I went to that school.
So it's a very popular
you
yeshiva.
Did not. What?
I did.
Get out of here.
You're
when,
great.
When I came to America.
Jewish?
I know.
You're an alumnus of that school?
I only went for one school year.
What was your experience like there?
I don't remember one day. one
Uh-oh.
Day.
You know what that
from
means?
Second grade.
Uh oh. You blocked it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where did
the Rebbe touch
you?
Yeah, show
I don't
up,
know.
Sean.
Where did he put his stitches?
Where did he put his stitches?
Little titty touching?
Come here, little girl.
That was a little low.
I want to teach you about the Talmud.
Put a sour cream on your latke.
Come here. Come here. Read the Hebrew inscription on my peepee.
Nightmares tonight. Memories that have been stuffed away.
Oh, stuffed away for sure.
Come here, I'd like to stuff you away, like a dharma.
No, his memories are stuffed away inside you.
Hey, I want to give you my Hebrew National Frankfurt over here.
You are such a nice-looking guy. You're 6 years old, and you have such nice kishkis already.
I'm seven.
Seven.
Oh, even better.
Whatever. You're more mature.
Hey, you slicked your hair back in the shower, and you look like a seven-year-old boy.
What? That's what I
Where
like.
Can I go there? Can I go there?
What?
Hold on, Sean. Are we talking about your fantasies here?
Do you
wish Noah were a seven-year-old boy?
Little Noah, come here. I'd like to introduce you to our new gym teacher, Sean. Rabbi Sean.
Sean-ala, you're taking things a little too far.
Was that it? Sean-ala. Was that the two?
Why is Thor at the yeshiva? That's what I don't
know. It's Jewish. It's Thor's Jewish cousin.
Yeah. Noah, little Noah, come here. Blow on my shofar.
Meat shofar.
Blow the meat shofar.
The rape shofar.
Not when I'm in the room.
You gotta get raped.
The rape shofar is what you blow after you've been forced to blow the meat shofar.
It's really rape if you're doing the blowing.
If you're forced to.
Sure, yeah.
Forced.
Oh, if it's like a face fucking?
Yeah,
it's like a rapist?
If there's a hand on the back of your head.
Oh, okay.
No, I seem to have dropped a quarter. Can you bend over and pick it up for me? I don't like to stoop over. And I must have that quarter. By the way, this is not an excuse to fuck you in the ass. I really need that quarter.
Well, I'm going to pick it up with my vagina.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Noah, you're such a tease. You are the only seven-year-old that wears anal bead shoes to the school, to the yeshiva. That's not allowed. They're turning on the Rebbe.
So wait, why don't we explain to the goyims what a yeshiva is?
It's a school.
It's a private Jewish school.
No,
it's like Catholic school for Jews. Yeah,
I went to a Catholic school
for
1 year.
It's a Jewish Catholic school.
Yeah. Oh, so you also suffered.
I did suffer. I went first grade and butted too many heads and went to public school.
Where did they touch you?
Where didn't they touch me?
Come here, Sean.
In my heart.
Sean-ala! I've come to visit you at the Catholic school.
Come here, my fine boy.
I'm the Count now. I'm Count Dracula.
Blah!
I've come to Zachary.
St. Margaret Mary. My teacher was Sister Dorothy.
Uh-huh.
For 1 year, first grade.
She hot?
No, she looked like the crypt keeper. No joke. Or the
in
or when the librarian from in Ghostbusters turned into the ghost. You know, that kind of a.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know how not to leave fang marks on your penis. I've had a lot of practice.
See, that's not rape if they're below me, right?
Well.
Right.
Sure, yeah.
Good thinking.
1, 2, 3. Oh.
Three, come, Sean. Sean, you have such a tight asshole. I hope you never get cancer in it. That would be terrible. What a waste. What a waste of good kishkes.
Wait, now what's that?
That's like meat chunks, like chunks of meat.
I thought that was like the guts.
No, kishkes?
Maybe. You might be right.
Yeah, guts. Yeah. So, what happened?
The Mongoose commander said, Sean, you seem to have two World Trade Centers shoved up your anus.
It's a callback.
That's good. That is good.
Very good.
All right, let's end Thrash It or Trash.
Sean, I've never seen such ginger ass hairs on a young boy.
First grade. Right out the womb, I was like, it's just a.
Were you really hairy?
I was like, I was like a red koosh ball. You know, like those. Just arms
like
and legs together.
You shot out of your mom's couch.
Yeah,
you look like a Brillo pad after I clean my Manischewitz wine glasses.
Oh. They would be purple.
That's actually my sack looks like right now.
Whoa.
All right. So
I mean,
a little pad with Cheeto dust on it.
There's a hole in the crotch of my jeans if you want to take a peek.
Let's not.
Why do you always wear those jeans on Wednesdays?
Easy access.
He's rubbing himself under the desk.
He's really close to Darren, so.
I was in that yeshiva, too.
Don't have to undo my pants to pee. I just tuck it around through the hole.
Tuck it around.
Tuck it around. He might be peeing right now, for all we know.
For all we
Bruno's
know.
Bruno's drinking it down.
Oh, my goose commander just came up with a good idea for a parody. Love Shul.
Love Shul, baby!
That might not be a bad idea.
All right, so this band is, once again...
What with the band? I want to talk about Sean's prepubescent penis.
I think I have photos in my wallet.
Let's see.
What? All right, so this band, here's the track is called Light of Day.
Ben Schmand, give me some more of Sean Snatter.
It's a Joan Jett cover.
Totally a Joan Jett cover.
Starring Michael J. Fox.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Let me say
this is the first post of the Thrash It or Trash It forum.
No.
The
oh, I know who's probably
Crozella.
I like it. Thrash it. I can lure 13-year-old boys who are very unhappy.
The gay count is into it.
I am not gay. I like young boys.
The confused count?
Republican.
I do not like older men. I like young boys and girls. Blah! I don't discriminate.
What do you guys think of this part?
I would rather get a bad time on crap than have to listen.
I am crab walking right now.
All right.
Turns it off.
That was bad.
Thank you.
Bad. So, Do we all trash it?
Yeah.
Do
we all
thrash
it? Oh, trash it.
Sounds too much like children.
One of us thrash. No, I'm just kidding.
It does sound like children.
Except me. I love it.
What's the band that sounds like that everyone listens to?
Children Bodom. Yeah, Sydney.
No. Like, I can't remember them.
Nevermore?
The band that sounds like this band?
Yes.
Taking Back Sunday?
Killswitch Engage?
No, a different one. They were on Summer Slaughter.
Slightly more specific.
Red Cord?
The guy that does Austrian Death Machine or whatever.
Oh,
really?
I know.
Yeah. It's enough with just them. Everybody else just stopped.
No, they should stop, too. Everyone
should stop.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm sorry. I don't want to offend you. I don't want to offend you.
I'm not offended.
I thought you liked them, no?
They're all right. Yeah. If they're on, I don't mind it, but...
I'm not a fan. I don't like the singing. I don't like the singing in the metal.
Yeah, you do.
I don't like
it. Yeah, you're such a liar.
I like singing in the metal, but it's shitty.
Good, you all right?
That's shitty.
Yes.
Are you having sleep apnea?
Yes.
So it doesn't like any evaluation of music whatsoever.
No, I like evaluation of music that I like.
Okay, let's talk about some you like. Fugazi.
All right.
Actually, the new As I Die, I don't even think it has like clean vocals. I think it's
no, it doesn't. Well, I remember there was one time, I don't even know who I was seeing. Oh, I think it was Every Time I Die, and they had Haste the Day opening. And I remember, like, they tricked me. I was standing in the crowd. I was like, oh, here's some heavy shit going on. So I peeked my head back in. I was going to go out for a cigarette. And then the clean singing vocals came in. I was like, outside the rest of the set.
Wait. For the set, As I Die. Unofficial crash. Playing. He's like, it's not that bad.
I don't want it.
All right, we're over it.
I don't want to step on your toes because you're
either
to like whatever you want.
I like it because of the way he looks.
Oh. I think it's like more aggro now.
It's still bad.
I'm just trying to
show you
that it's
right.
Not...
No, I know. I've seen them live. I've heard them. I know. I just don't like
it. It works for different reasons if you thought it.
Yeah. Right. That was that, like, driving epic Killswitch Engage, Shadows Fall bullshit that I don't
like.
It's like
metalcore.
Yeah, metalcore.
Oh, wasn't there someone from Killswitch at your CMJ show, Rob?
there was, but we're not seeing three.
Oh.
But Adam D was at our show.
Is she related to Mike?
He's so tall in real life.
No.
Off the stage.
Different G.
I don't care.
He's like your height. I thought that was weird. I thought he was much shorter.
He's a big guy.
All right.
But, yeah, I think we should wrap things up.
And this concludes our broadcast day.
This is the most random show ever had.
I thought it was good.
Thought we had a great show. We started out
thrashing,
talking about our CMJ show in Shlomo.
Moved
on to Sean's UFC gay experiences. Moved on to...
That doesn't quite describe what actually happened in the story.
Sorry, Sean's UFC homo experience.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's better.
Sean did 69 in an MMA fight.
Darren's twisted sister encounter.
Noah's anal bead shoes.
And a partridge in a pear tree. Yeah, right? Oh, and Shlomo, of course, singing Choina of Death.
LMS.
We need to LMS that and post that separately for the kids to download and
we have the
and repeat, and then maybe do their own user submissions with.
Why can't we sell it on iTunes?
Well, it'll be the new Ben Intruder.
We donate to autism?
Because that's nothing like Angel
autism.
Of Death.
No, I know. I just...
I don't think autism needs money.
He wants to say he has autism. Yeah, there's enough people with autism.
Yeah,
we don't need to give more people autism. Enough people have breast cancer. We don't have to give
not
more
to
people.
Not to the curing of autism, just to autism.
That's what I'm
just
saying.
Throw
enough
money
people
at
give
autism
it to increasing the amount of autism.
Hey, autism, take this.
Yeah. That money's ramping up, so it's getting trendy. So just throw more money at it.
Hipsters will be having autism on purpose.
True.
They already have it on purpose. And we digress. All right, so Darren, you wanted to play us out with something?
Oh, yeah,
the song we discussed earlier in the show. So I wanted to give it some airtime.
All right, we'll see you next week.
All right, yeah, that's our show.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you to everybody who called in. Thank you.
Hit me!
Get up,
get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up
9/11. September 11th never happened.
This is the apocalypse. Come back.
Five.
Well, there's the lightweight division. Or no, the guy from the All.
He did the monster man.
Whoa, come, whoa, Glenn, come back. Oh, wow, he's gone.
He's gone.
I wish I said, cool, goodbye. What will be left?
Next week, Jeff.
He did the monster.
He twisted up inside her.
Exclusive?
Oh, hell on.
He did the...
All right. Wow, that was with Dave Mustaine. All right.
No, because I'm going to fall.
No. You, that's the whole point is that, like, you twist it till it's...
The trash it or trash.
You wanted to play... You wanted...
Kidding me!
9/11.
It's loading. Sorry. And I swear to God, it's as if he listens to our show and he hears her impersonation because, like, he was trying. Here, let me just play this. Let me.
By the way, Noah, could we extract the part?
Yeah, and then.
Okay. News to me.
He, Miss Dana's like, "What's with the spikes, man?"
It's pretty good.
But
upside down crosses on my stage.
The reason I bring this up is the video clip. I don't care about the music. I don't care about the music part.
Holding each other.
But yeah, it was beyond homosexual. And especially, and the guys, like, all. But yeah, it was beyond homosexual. And especially, and the guys, like, all watching it, too, were engaging in quite homosexual activities, you know, hugging and rubbing each other and, like, a lot of earlobe nuzzling.
What? Watch UFC 69. Bamba.
Ooh, a tap out in the back of my throat.
Bamba.
Ooh, a tap. Ooh, a tap out in the back of my throat.
I'm going to isolate.
Ooh, a tap out in the back of my throat. Ooh, a tap out in the back of my throat. Ooh, a tap out. Ooh, a tap out in the back of my throat. Ooh, a tap out in the back of my throat. Ooh, a tap out in the back of my throat.
I mean, I don't care about the music parts.